Hi, this is Renee with the Rock Off Photography Music Magazine, and today I got Riley Shane, frontman, vocalist of the band Elysian. Thanks for joining me, Riley.
Yeah, man, no problem.
How's your day going?
I'm doing all right. Running around, staying busy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just living life as shit happens, right?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, what we're going to be talking about today, y'all have a new album, Apoptosis, coming out April 19th. How excited are you about this release, man?
Oh, dude, I'm so stoked. It's like, I don't know. I think it's the most, emotionally invested Elysian album to date that we've all worked on together. And it's definitely, something we're all really proud of. So we're super stoked on the reception that the singles have been getting, and we're just really excited to get it out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's got to be kind of nerve-wracking too. So like, knowing that you have this killer album, because I've heard it too. It's awesome, dude. And you're just like, can it not just come out already?
Yeah, I mean, there's always that little bit of a nervousness that comes with the excitement. You know what I mean? But it's a I think that we're just all so proud of it that it's like almost like overridden.
Yeah.
any kind of nerves. And I think it's like I said, how well received the first two tracks we've released from it have also helped to kind of like ease that nervousness that comes along with starting to release new music.
Right. So do you think people are going to be surprised by what they hear on the new Apoptosis, or, you know, the first two tracks kind of lay the foundation of what to expect?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's still going to be a few surprises that aren't going to be released in singles. There's a little bit more clean vocals on this record, of course. A little bit more, just kind of like clean tone guitar that isn't classical.
Right.
Just a few more like melodic passages that I don't think people have ever really heard a lead experiment with. But to, balance that out, there's also like, kind of black metal-ish sounding parts and like just super heavy, kind of like riff construction going on. I mean, as far as I know, this is the first this is the first Elysian album to have an 808 bass drop on it. So
yeah,
there's all kinds of weird little things that we kind of put in there that I think you're gonna make people go,
I haven't heard that before from y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. So I guess that was one of the things that y'all you touched on briefly is like how, y'all had to write a little bit differently this time around because y'all were so busy with touring. You know, is there anything differently? Being that y'all were on tour schedule, did y'all already have a concept in mind of what you wanted to achieve with this album?
Not really. It kind of, with Proponent for Sentience, right? Like, we went into that album being like, all right, we have like a concept, like this is what we want to express with this album. We have, Proponent parts 1, 2, and 3 is like the milestones. Everything else in between those songs kind of like follows a timeline sort of. But with this album, even though it did end up kind of following like a theme, we didn't really have that in mind while writing the music. It wasn't until I started really like diving into the lyrical or the lyric writing process that, a lot of that stuff came together.
Yeah. So, and talking about the lyric content too, I mean, a lot of it's having to do with science, and for some people, some of these concepts they've never heard of. And speaking, being how technical some of these words are, have you ever sang like the wrong word when you're playing live?
On occasion, yeah. there's a few tongue twisters in there, but, I give myself a little bit of slack because it's a, death metal.
Yeah.
Half the people can't understand what I'm saying anyway, but no, I usually try to be pretty clear with the words that I'm saying. There are definitely a few, kind of head scratchers in there, but
yeah.
Growing up, I always would see stuff like that in some of my favorite lyricists and singers' content, and it would always make me kind of like, I guess I was getting into metal when dictionaries were still a thing, but
right. Nowadays
it's like, I'll still do that and just like Google a word or, growing up I did it a lot more often, but
yeah,
I always thought that was like kind of fun thing. It's like immersive. It makes it a little bit more of like a immersive experience. And, since Elysian has always been rooted in those like scientific concepts, we like to shed some light on some of the lesser talked about, things that happen in the scientific community, and, you know, things that don't necessarily get super popularized by, you know, not only just metal bands, but like news outlets and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I mean, usually most metal bands are, you know, they kind of stick to a certain topic or whatnot, but y'all are definitely different, as in picking, you know, different types of science topics and, you know, and even speaking of it metaphorically.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's. I mean, that was something that Allegiant had kind of established themselves with before I had joined the band, but I'm super... super excited to, you know, carry on that trend. I've always been really into science, and scientific theories and stuff. So, you know, getting tapped on the shoulder a few years ago to join a band that like is all about that stuff was super cool for me.
Right. I think I'm gonna have to bust out my dictionary for some of the lyrical content. So, you know, you touched on it a few minutes ago. Do you think your, you know, fans or, you know, metalheads are going to be surprised by some of the clean singing you do on this album?
Nah, I think that in today's metal world, you know what I mean? Like, the only people that are, like, going to get really, like, upset or offended over a little bit of clean singing here and there are people who listen to, like brutal death metal and like slam and stuff like that, and there's not really a lot of crossover between that fan base and the Allegiant fan base, you know.
So yeah.
I feel like you know, the people who are gonna hate it have always hated it, and the people who are gonna enjoy it have probably always enjoyed it. You know, hopefully we can, you know, reach out to a little bit more of a wider audience with it. You know what I mean? Like. We've been touring with a lot of, like, progressive metal bands. Like, we've toured extensively with Nabla of Scaris. You know, we're going out with Caligula's Horse and Nabla of Scaris as well. In May, out in Australia. You know.
Yeah.
I think that being able to appeal to that audience as well is something that we've always wanted to be able to do as a band, because that's kind of the music that we listen to.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, doing that by incorporating a few melodic sections. I mean, that wasn't the purpose behind incorporating those melodic sections, but I think that will definitely help.
Yeah. Now, kind of following up on something that I saw on your Facebook site, did you have, because of the clean singing, did you reverse your micropenis operation?
I'm sorry, did I reverse my what?
Your micropenis operation that you mentioned on your YouTube?
So I got the micropenis operation to make sure that I did really good clean singing.
Yeah.
And now it just looks like a button on a fur coat.
There you go. Might as well just keep it. That's one of the things that I really enjoy about y'all's band is y'all are able to have a sense of humor, you know, whether it's your videos or just, you know, talking in general. It's a good thing to have humor in these days.
Oh yeah, man. We're pretty firm believers that you should take what you do seriously, but not yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. So off this new album, currently, do you have a favorite song, and why would you feel that way right now?
I think my favorite song is, it's a toss-up. I'll give you my top three. My top three are Metaphobia, The Secular Age, and the title track, Apoptosis. And I don't know, in no particular order, and I just feel like those tracks are, like, the most, like, emotionally involved songs, you know what I mean? Like, they express the widest range, you know? I feel like, when I was writing for those songs, and I was, like, first hearing the music, those are the songs that, like, really, like, you know, made my fucking short hairs stand up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, those were the ones that, like, really, like, hit me. Just because the way that they're all constructed, you know, there's just so many, you know, layers and you know, just the riff writing is like so aggressive, but also so like melodic and you know, it just has such a good contrast of emotions in it, that those are probably my favorites for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, and speaking of, you know, you had mentioned, you know, you have two singles out. Your most recent is Extremophiles B, which is, of course, I mean, tech death melodic all up front there. Who came up with the idea for this, the concept of that video?
For the video, it was actually Michael Stanzel, our guitar player. Uh-huh. He kind of sent like a layout. He also wrote that song. So he kind of had like the artistic vision behind it. And then he sent like a time-stamped kind of script to the guy who directed it, Vince Edwards, and Ryan Williams, both of which are reps over at Metal Blade. Mm-hmm. And then when we got together and we all met up, we kind of, you know, changed a few things here and there, as always happens in the creative process. But, yeah, it was definitely, you know, a huge part of Vince, you know, directing, filming, and editing all of it, paired with Michael's kind of, like, you know, skeletal groundwork for what he had envisioned for the video as well.
Yeah, very cool. So if for whatever reason y'all happen to do another video, will there be a return of the crab?
So the crab did retire.
Oh, no.
I know. Okay, so the crab was our good friend Miles, who did merch for us for a long time and you know, was the crab.
Yeah.
And we filmed a music video for the song "Demons of an Intricate Design" on from Proponent for Sentience,
mm-hmm.
That we weren't able to release to the public for metal politics that were involved in the video, just a couple scenes. But in that video, which is available through our Patreon, we actually kill Miles.
Oh no!
We kill him off because he had wanted to focus on other stuff in his personal life. And,
yeah,
you know, working and developing a career and stuff, so he couldn't really travel with us anymore.
Yeah,
we were like, well, we support you in all your life decisions, but we have to kill you from our lore.
Exactly.
we can't have you in the timeline anymore if you're not going to be around.
Right.
So we made a video where the concept is like, you know, at the end of the Cosmic Casket video, he opens up his garage, he opens up his garage door, and he's like, "What the fuck? I told you guys not." Like, "Oh, that's it. I'm calling the cops."
Uh-huh.
and so the Demons video starts with that part, like, being played on a TV, and then it zooms out. We're all, like, in this meeting with this lawyer, and she's basically like, "Yeah, you know, so he's suing you, and he has a case, and, so, you know, he basically owns all the rights to your branding, your music, everything." We were like, "What does that even mean?"
Uh-huh.
And she snaps her fingers, and, like, the logos on all of our shirts, the Allegiant logos, all, like, blur out.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And then we're like, "Well, shit." And he's like, you know, she's like, "Yeah, so this is going to be the way it is for the rest of his life, basically, until he dies, or it gives up the rights." And we were like, "Wait, until he dies?" And so the whole video is us, like, making these, like, failed murder attempts, trying to kill him and get our licensing back.
Yeah.
And at the very end, we electrocute him in a hot tub.
Yeah.
And that's it. We boiled the crab.
Very nice. Well, that's something great for anybody that doesn't know. Y'all do have a Patreon set up so they can check out that video and get some extra goodies.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Patreon, we're actually working on a big revamp for it right now, hopefully launching closer to the album release. And you know, we've been so lucky to see the support that we've seen through it that we want to you know, adjust things so that we can give back a little bit more and a little bit more frequently.
Very cool. So you know, having a new album usually means new tour. Is there anything that you can talk about right now? Are y'all playing any summer festivals?
Yeah, we're doing a Forte Rock festival in the Netherlands on June 2nd, and then we're doing Hellfest in Clisson, France.
Oh, very nice.
On June 20th. We're also going to be hitting, like I mentioned, Australia in May with Nebula Discaris and Caligula's Horse, Beyond Creation, and Rivers of Nile for the Painted Progression Tour.
Yeah. That's a sick lineup.
It's going to be super fun. I'm bummed it's only like four shows, but...
Oh, no.
But, you know, it'll be good to get to Australia. It'll be our first time over there.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple things in the works that I can't really mention names for, but we're trying to, you know, set up some stuff for Canada, some stuff for North America, and, hit our home markets as much as we can, maybe a little bit after release.
Very cool. So on your website, y'all happen to have bundles that fans can purchase of, you know, with shirts, hats, anything autographed that they can order with the new album coming out?
Nothing autographed, unfortunately, since everything's distributed from, different companies. And,
oh, okay.
You know, Metal Blade in L.A., and then we have a Indie Merch over on the East Coast. So, nothing, unfortunately, we'll be able to get our hands on and sign and all that stuff. But we are definitely going to be, there's lots of variants for vinyl and stuff like that. We've got T-shirt bundles and stuff, all of which you can check out over at metalblade.com/Allegiant.
Very cool. Well, that's good news. So any last words for fans listening? What else the fans can expect this coming year? Anything that we haven't touched on that you would like them to know?
We've got a lot of stuff that we're working on, a lot of stuff that we're super excited to get out there. And, we're super grateful for all the support that we've been seeing, leading up to this album release with all the singles. We have a few events that we're going to be doing here in just a few weeks. Me and Greg are going to be out in New York City doing a listening party on Friday the 5th. If anyone is out there in the area, come hang out. You can pre-purchase copies of the album while you're out there. We're going to be doing the same thing in Denver on April 16th at the Black Sky Brewery, where we filmed the All Hail Science video. Shameless plugs.
Yeah, of course, yes. Throw them in there. Buy the stuff.
But honestly, we're just so grateful to have such a dedicated fan base and have people that are as excited as we are to get this new music out there.
Yeah, well, y'all deserve it, man. Y'all put in a lot of work for it, and y'all's music freaking shreds, dude.
Oh, yeah, thank you, man.
Well, Riley, I thank you for your time. You have a great day, and we'll post up as much stuff about your band on our site and, keep pushing it for everybody to support y'all as much as possible.
Awesome, man. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.